Okay, so let's just quickly summarize from yesterday. Other than Matt's question, I'm not sure if I can answer your question, but I think let's just get the crux. I mean, yesterday I presented the thing as trying to explain the sense behind it and all that. But I mean, just to get the core of the idea halachically, is that there are two different cases. By Rodef, there's a reality of sakana, of danger, and the Torah says there's a chiyuv of saving a person's life, and therefore you're obligated to save him. How do you decide between lives? So that's what the Torah tells you. You decide. Okay, that's what our Gemara has. Okay, so that's fine. That's by Rodef. Now by Machteras, there is no actual danger, and therefore there's no chiyuv of hatzalas nefashos. Okay, but by machteres there's a different thing. There's a different thing, which is that he is a sinner. He's an avarion, a certain type of a ganav. He's a ganav. He's a kind of a ganav, and what kind of a ganav? He's a killer ganav. Okay, he's a ganav who's ready to kill. Okay, so he's that kind of a ganav. How is that a kind of a ganav? We have to do the sugya machteres and figure out how that's a kind. But that's the kind of the Allah is recognizing that's under hilchos ganeva. That's a class of ganeva. Okay, it's a ganav who's ready to kill, and that crime, for the crime of a ganav who's ready to kill, the Torah deemed that he loses his life. He's defined as nein l'adam. Certain crimes define a guy's nein l'adamim. Okay, certain crimes do certain crimes don't. So, for instance, if a guy kills by accident, v'shogeg. So if he's not inside Arei Miklat, he's not inside a city of refuge, he's defined as an Eil Adam. The Torah, why? That crime, the Torah deems that crime gives him a status of an Eil Adam if he's not in Arei Miklat. Why? I don't know, whatever, why. That's like any Onesh, whatever. That's the crime as such. And the crime of a thief, a thief who is ready to kill, that type of a crime, a killer thief, that crime gives him a status of Ein Adam. Okay, and since he has a status of Ein Adam, anyone who wants is allowed to kill him. Okay, but there's no chiyuv to kill him because there's no danger yet. The chiyuv would stem from Hatzalah. Okay, and there's no Hatzalah here. Okay, because it didn't happen yet. Okay, now. So, but he is an Ein Adam because that crime warranted it. Again, why the Torah did it, we could speculate. The reason why is because, I don't know, I mean, the crime itself, it's an Avera. That Avera is a terrible Avera. He's basically a killer. He's basically a killer. He just hasn't killed yet. So what the Torah did is the Torah gave him the status of an Ein Adam for that crime. I mean, it turns out, by doing so, someone will be able to kill him, and that works out for the guy, for the Baal HaBayis. But whatever, that's besides the point. The point of the crime itself, I guess this is what Matt's point is. I think there's a mass point. The crime itself is a crime which gives him a status of Ein Adam. You don't have to say in order to, like, I'm going into like the theological, why did it, you know, which is speculative, it could be true, it could be whatever. But halakhically, there's nothing wrong with saying is that this crime gives a guy a status of Ein Adam. It's a terrible crime. He's basically a killer. He's a guy who's like a rodef. He's a guy who's ready to kill another person. He's philosophical, in terms of the, like a Gemara saying, in terms of the sense of the thing, he's about to kill. We know he is about to kill. He's that kind of a guy. And he's halachically, he's a navari, he's a sinner, he's a ganav, he's a thief. The second he breaks into that house, he's a thief. So he's a thief, a certain kind of a thief who has a status of Ein Adam. Now the question could then be asked, so why doesn't a rodef have a status of Ein Adam? So we'll say, first of all, a rodef is not a ganav. A rodef isn't even a navarium. He didn't do a sin yet. So it's a different situation. So the Torah didn't give him a status of I don't know, maybe the Torah couldn't have given him a status because he didn't do anything yet. Well, but even if it could have, it didn't. He's a different guy. It's a different case. Machter is a kind of a ganav, and that kind of a ganav, Torah gave his name of status of an Adam. The Rodev isn't a kind of a ganav. He's not even a sinner. He's just going to do something bad or whatever. But halachically, Torah never gave him a status of an Adam. But turns out there's a chiyuv of Hatzalah which kicks in, and therefore it's going to end up dooming the guy. Okay? Yeah, that's why. Oh, right. So that's why Machter is an El Skeneva, because the status of Ein Adamim is not just because any... It's not saying any guy who's going to kill in the future is an Ein Adam. That's not true. Rodev is going to kill, but he's not an Ein Adam. It's a certain type of a ganav, and that's exactly why it's an El Skeneva. Because without the El Skeneva, you can never have the Ein Adam. What'd he do? He didn't do anything. It's under Ganeva. He's a type of a Ganav. And Ganav has different penalties. Penalty of paying a fine, Kanas, Kefel, Dalvehei. If he's killing, stealing a person, he's Chayiv Misa. If he's stealing a Gemachteras, he's an Enel Dom. It comes under the list of Hilz Ganeva. And it's under Ganeva. Enel Dom is not because he's going to kill. Maybe that's why. The reason why the Torah said it is because, look, he's just a thief. That's what the Rambam asks. Whoever heard of giving a thief an Odomim? He only came to steal money. He says, no, the answer is not true. That's what Gemara, the Rambam puts it in. Neymar, why did the Torah do it? He only came to steal money. Whoever heard of giving an Odomim for just stealing money? He says, no, but we know what's going to happen. So he's like a Rodef. So that's the Rambam's explaining why the Torah did it. Is this crime, although it's a monetary crime, is a monetary crime which involves a deadly crime. Okay, involves it in the future. And that's Hashem Sofo. It's a crime even though he didn't do it yet. That's what the Mishnah is saying. It's based on what's going to happen, the Torah judges him based on what's going to happen. Normally you wait till it happens, but here if the Torah waited till it happens, it would be too late. The other guy would be dead. So the Torah gave him status right now. The kind of ganav. It's not just ganav, it's a kind of a ganav, which is a killer ganav. Okay, that's a type of Gneva. I mean, that's, you have to study why that's a type of Gneva, which is, but it's a Ganav who is a killer Ganav. It means he's ready to kill. That's a certain kind of a Ganav. And therefore, if it's a father coming into his son's house, well, you know he's not going to kill, then that's not the kind of Ganav. But again, why that's a kind of a Ganav, that should be a little bit bothersome. What kind of Ganav is that? Whoever heard of that kind of Ganav? So that's, we're going to get into that. That's, I think, the sugya of Machteras is where the sugya really tries to define the parameters of what type of ganav it is, especially according to the Ram, who has an hilchos ganeva. Presumably, these things should fit into the world of a ganeva. But I think for the time being, I think where you should leave it go and assume that it can be done. Okay. So weiter. Okay, weiter. So the Gemara says like this: Gufa. We're halfway down the page. I give him an aleph. How do you know that if you see a friend drowning in the river, or a wild animal is, I guess, dragging him, or listen in love, or like robbers on the road are coming on him, you're save him. You're not allowed to stand on the blood of your friend. So Gemara says, this is kind of not a rodev question. This is a l'san adam reacha question. Okay, this is the source. You're not allowed to let a guy die. Right? Is that the source that you have to save a guy's life? Why isn't this the source? There's another brisa. Avedas gufo minayin. So halacha is that someone has a lost object. Someone loses their cow, right? Someone loses their cow. You have to save it. Okay, you have to return it. You have to return it to them. Not only that, if someone's cow is about to be destroyed, let's say there's a fire or, I don't know, something that's about to destroy his cow, Yechai, that's also considered an Aveda. It's not actually lost yet, but it's about to be lost. The cow's about to be killed, so that's halacha, that's a lost object. He's basically, it's lost. His object is about to be lost. It's lost. He's losing it. So that's also Yechai to save it. That's the general principle of Hashem Aveda, returning his lost object. So how do you know if his body, his guf, is going to be lost, that you must return it? What does it mean his body is going to be lost? He's going to die. Okay? Talmud Lomar, v'hashevoso lo. You should, v'hashevoso lo. You should return him to him. Okay? Him to himself. Okay? It doesn't say v'hashevoso, v'hashevoso. Return him to himself. Yeah, I guess so, but it's a limud. Rashi says, right, simple, that's what it means. But it says kroy seru the midrash hashavas kufalatmas. An extra one, it didn't have to say that, right? Because it says it is. If you read the pasuk there, it's very extra. It just sounds like you look at it. We have, but it's extra to teach you to read it literally means to return his body to himself. Okay, return his body to himself. Here, we skipped the Rashi before that. Avedas gufo could go nitva b'nahar if he's drowning in the river. Menayin shata mitzuva al hashava. So how do you know you're obligated to return? Return his body. So it says hashiv es gufo la'atzmo. Return his body to himself. So it's simple pshat is not that, but that's a limud. to live. Seems funny, right? Seems funny. Something funny about the whole thing. Right, I know. So that sounds like one of those things that's not possible, right? It's like that thing of like the universe created itself. That's what they want to say. Like that question, the cosmology, like it's a question. Like when they talk about God, they say, well, who created the universe? Well, the universe created itself. Like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. You can't create yourself. Did it exist already? Did it not exist? You know? So doesn't mean you return him to himself? I don't know, something sounds funny about that, right? How do you return the guy to himself? Doesn't it have to be something separate from him that you're returning him to, right? Right. It's like your hand can't touch your hand. Your hand can't touch itself, or your fingertip can't, right? It's like it's, right? Right. There are other examples, but think about it. It doesn't make sense. Right? Okay. So it says, so that shows. Right? So what do you need to tell me? Lo saman al dam re'acha. Don't stand idly by. It's already, it comes under Hashem HaZoveda. Right? It's just saving and returning lost items. This is a lost item. So the Gemara says, no. It says, Imei ha'asam if just from there have emin ahanim ilvin afchei. That's with your body. Aval mitrach u'megar agure im alav. But I'd say you're not obligated to hire someone. To hire someone or to pay money to save him. If you could save him with your body, physically do it. But I wouldn't say that you're chayiv to pay for it. Because in general, that's Hashem HaZoveda. You don't have to, you're chayiv to, if you, to, so she's lost knowledge, you're chayiv to pick it up and give it to him. But you don't have to lose money for it. You're not obligated to go out to spend money for it. It's not that kind of mitzvah. Certain mitzvahs obligate you in spending money. Other mitzvahs are just, it's a chassid. You have to act. It's like your actions. But you don't have to spend money for it. So I think you don't spend money. Because if it comes under the generic framework of Hashem HaZoveda, so that's the principle of Hashem HaZoveda. It's just a detail of Hashem HaZoveda. So it can't exceed the framework of Hashem HaZoveda. Hashem HaZoveda is just with your body. You just do an action of Hashem. It doesn't mean it's not an obligation. It's not a monetary obligation. It's like it's an obligation of your body to act. It obligates you to act, not to spend money. Right? So that's a certain obligation, right? Like keep it aim. That's the whole question. Is it a fiscal obligation or just the actions? So they're saying Hashem HaZoveda is not a monetary obligation. Right? And if you spend any money on it, he has to compensate you. That's halacha. So that's what I would say. If you only had the pasuk of Hashem, this halacha of Hashem HaZoveda, so then you'd say that it's that you don't spend any money on it. So kamash malon that lo saman al dam reyecha. So I had lo saman al dam reyecha teach you that you do have to spend money. So Rashi says lo saman al dam reyecha lo samit al atzmecha. Don't stand on yourself. Again, another reflexive mashma. Says, don't stand on yourself, is what it means. Ella, rather, chazor al kol stadim shelo yava dam reacha. Rather, go out on all extremes so that his blood is not lost. Okay? Son al dam reacha. What's Rashi trying to do? What's Rashi bothered by? What's he bothered by? What's he doing? It's a funny Rashi. What's he doing? Right, so I just think pshat is that Rashi saying lo saman al dam reacha means don't just stand there. Don't stand there while his blood is being spilled. Don't stand on his blood, right? So say is if I'm just standing there and the guy's drowning and I just sit there and watch, so that's what I'm not allowed to do. But if I have to start going out and hiring someone, so no, I'm not standing there. I'm not. Maybe you'll say that's not it. That's not lo saman al dam reacha. Right, how do you know lo saman al dam reacha means if I have to spend money? It doesn't say anything about spending money. So just because it says lo saman al dam reacha doesn't teach you anything. Maybe I'll say it's just giving you a lo sasei. Hashem HaZoveda does not say, and it's only a lo sasei. But how do you know? Where does it say anywhere is in the pasuk of don't stand there that you have to spend money for it? Right. So that's what he's trying to say. Lo saman al atzmecha. Don't stand on yourself. Rather, go seek out all extremes so that his blood is not lost. So what do you think about that? Okay, just a question. Just a question on that. I mean, it just sounds on the surface that he's shoving that in. I mean, it doesn't say that. I mean, what's it say? I mean, even if you say, lo samar al dam reacha, so what does it mean? Don't stand on yourself. Okay. Still, what does that mean to do with money, right? Oh, rather, go to all possible extremes to make sure his blood isn't spilled. Rashi's just saying that. Where does it say that? It doesn't say that. Rashi's just adding that in. He's just going to the pasuk. The pasuk isn't saying that. Rashi's just adding it in. How is that in anywhere in the pasuk? Right, it just sounds like he's like purposely, you know, he's like working it out. It is rather spend money. It doesn't say go all extremes. It just says don't stand on his blood. I mean, he must hold somehow it's implicit, right? I mean, obviously he must hold somehow that's implicit there, but how? What does that do? Don't stand on yourself. What does that even do with that? Okay, so I think let's leave that go for now, right? We have to go back to the first problem. Right? But this is the Gemara. Okay? So the first problem is, what's the deal with Hashavas Aveda? Well, how is that returning your body, returning you to yourself? Like, what's the deal with that? Right? And okay, who's asking another good question? I don't really know the answer to this. I would hope that someone would address it. It's hard to make up an answer to it. But once you have Lo Samar Dam Reacha, like, why doesn't the Gemara go backwards? Okay, fine. So now that you have Lo Samar Dam Reacha, which teaches that you have to even spend money for it, so what do you need to say Vahashivo? So we need an extra thing by Shavas Aveda to, right? Good question. You know, just answer Yehuda's question. So, could be that, look, there's no problem having two things teaching you. There's an asay and a los asay. The guy is drowning, so it's a los asay to leave him alone. Not allowed to let him die. And it's an asay of Hashavas Aveda. However that makes sense, Hashavas Aveda makes sense. But it's an asay. Comes under Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda extends to saving his life. And they're two different things. So there's an overlap. There's no problem with that. The problem is, the Gemara that asks, how do I know that if you see a guy drowning that you have to step up and save him? It says, oh, because Lo Samar Dam Reacha. Well, it says, what do you mean? That sounds like that's how I know. There's nothing else. So that's what I mean. There is something else. So what's in the Braisa say? Also, you know, I should mention that. Shouldn't say, right? The Braisa there is just, our Braisa just saying, how do I know if I see someone drowning I have to save him? Right? And it gives an answer. So it says, our Gemara asks, what do you mean? What about that? What about Shavas Veda? Isn't that an answer? What about, you know? But the Gemara, the thing over there, is actually talking about Hashavas Aveda, and it's trying to learn to be Doresh the Pasuk. What does it mean? Rashi goes, oh, it's extra. So what's it teaching you? So it's teaching you that there's an asay to save a guy's life. So what do you mean to say? But isn't there already Lo Samar Dam Reacha? That's not a question. The question is, because the implication of our Gemara is that this is why you're not allowed to do it. But that's not asking, how do I know I'm chayav to save a guy? That's just asking, what does Rashi Vosalo teach me? So if this Braisa said, what does Lo Samar Dam Reacha teach me, then that will be fine. That's not what the Braisa says. Braisa says, how do I know that if I see someone, who's drowning, that I have to save him? So it's Lo Samar Dam Reacha. It says, really? What about this? So you could have said both, but then say that. The Braisa should say that as both. I'm wondering if also it's like more primary. It's more primary. If there's an asay, which means you have to save a guy, that's more primary than saying is, you're not allowed to watch him die. And not watch him die means, like, really, they're not intrinsically obligated. But look, you can't let him die. But if there's a positive Hashavas Aveda, that's the more primary thing to quote. You don't know how you know Yechayev? Because the Torah says Yechayev. Yechayev to save his body. That's the more primary thing to quote. Write that. Don't write just Lo Samar Dam Reacha. And that's better. They go together, but that's better. Should have written that. That's a more primary thing. If there's a primary, a positive mitzvah say to do it, then say that. It says, yeah, but the mitzvah say to do it isn't as extreme, because it's not going to tell you have to spend money. So therefore, the Braisa wanted to say, how do you know that you chayev under all costs, no matter what, to do it? So that's why it said, Lo Samar Dam Reacha. That's good. That's a little better. I mean, in a philosophical sense, the thing makes sense. The problem is, halachically, it's hard. Because philosophically, you say, look, if you're obligated to return his lost object, certainly if he's about to die, you have to return, you know, save his life, isn't that, right? I mean, there's certain, the whole idea is, like Chesed, the whole thing is, you have to be kind to him, he's going to lose his object, you have the opportunity to save it, then certainly you should save it, so then his life, of course. But the question is, that's very nice, but it's halachically, like, what's, It's funny how logically, and say this, it's to save a guy's life. Fine, that's fine. Say that. But don't call it Hashem Zaved. Like, what's, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, let's say people say, I am alive. Or, what do you mean, I am alive? I am, of course I am alive. Or, you saved my life. Let me save my life. And people, just in usage, people have a sense that they aren't their life. Like, I mean, probably the reason people use it is, like, emotionally, a person imagines that he's going to live after his death. Right? Just psychologically. He's alive and then he's dead, but there's still the him. Like, he's not dependent upon his physical body, but he looks at his life as something which he has. But there's the him, which is, so to speak, primary. Right? I mean, psychologically, it's in like some sort of fantasy or whatever, that he's actually going to outlive his death. But that's the usage of the term. But in Torah, we don't buy that. But do we hold like a person's life is his only thing? Let's get a little philosophical here. But is life your definition? Do you exist after you die? Do you hold that you are your life? Your physical life?
No.
No. And we hold on Abba, or we hold that there is your life is something that you have, but there's a soul, there's a whatever it is, right? And you're alive. You are alive. There's the you, and you have a condition of being alive. If you're purely like an evolutionist or whatever, some biologist, whatever, that you are alive, that's what you are. That's just the definition. You're a type of life. But life is, there's a you, and then there's your life, and you're alive, and you could die. You could be alive, and then you could die. And you could change states. Right? Fine, that's philosophical, but maybe just halachically, saying is that the Hashem Zaveda is, of course, you don't own your life in Dine Mamas. You don't own monetarily. You can't say you own your life, but it's saying that in the framework of Hashem Zaveda, see, Hashem Zaveda doesn't necessarily go by like a monetary ownership of the thing, and what it's saying is that your life, your guf, has a din of yours. It's defined as something which you own. But not, again, it's not, because Shavuot Zaveda is not essentially then of monetary ownership. Right? Maybe usually it goes by that. That's what you normally mean, it's yours. But it's like a certain relationship to an object. You have a relationship to an object, which ordinarily is a monetary relationship. But it's saying is that when it comes to Shavuot Zaveda, Vashevo so lo, means return your guf to you, it means that your guf has a status of yours. And therefore comes under the halacha of returning it to you. There's the you, and you have to return a guy. A guy's body is about to be lost. He's about to die. And he's going to suffer the loss of, you know, death. And that has a stat, that has a din. Of a, just like if he's about to lose his object, you have to save him. If he loses his life, he's going to do it. So halachically, you're just saying your guf has a shame of yours. Of your thing. And it comes under the din of yours is not limited to a monetary yours, but it's giving Hashevo so that your body has a din of an Aveda. Your guf has a din of an Aveda. Your life. I mean, the sense to it philosophically, of course, is that if you're obligated to return an object to him to allow him to function properly, right, a guy loses his thing. So it's unfortunate. It's going to prevent him. It's going to hurt him. It's going to be painful to him. So you want us, you know, you're obligated to return to him. He deserves it. It's his. So if a guy is going to lose his life, that's certainly going to harm him. And have to return his life to him. Make sure he doesn't. He needs his life in order to live, in order to perfect himself, whatever. But so it makes sense philosophically. But halachically, the Achidish is that it has a din. That the din of Aveda is not limited to monetary acquisition, but your life is defined as yours. And you must return your life to you. See, it sounds reflexive, but it's not. It's reflexive if you look at your guf as you are your physical life, but it's not true. You are the you. There's an essence behind your life. And it says you have to return your life to you. So the you. You is your essence, and your life is your physical life. And that has a halachically, that's the lima, that has a din of yours. Saying how, I'm just explaining how Hashem Zaveda could extend to your body. That's the limit. Extends to your body as well. His body is defined as his. It's not a monetary ownership, but it's a sort of, it's something which he relates to, is important to him. And he has a real relationship to it. So monetary is one, but of course his life is his. And his life isn't him. His life is his. But again, you could say it philosophically and it makes sense, but it's saying halachically, it's positing that it's his and under the framework of Shavuos Aveda. Okay, what about the next part? So it's fine. So that's only good because since it comes on the Shavuos Aveda, halachically, it's limited by, you don't spend money for it because it's a prat. It's a detail of Shavuos Aveda and it can't exceed the Shavuos Aveda. But it says, Osan Adam Re'acha means Alkalt Sadim. Okay? Go to all lengths to make sure that you don't, you know, that you don't, that you save them. Okay, so we're going to leave that question for tomorrow, and then we'll also look a little further as the Gemara is going to a new thing. So, yeah, let's read a little bit here, okay? Let's read a little bit of Pshat. One second. You know, you can look at it. It's just a basic Pshat. I mean, the question is, it's going to go through now, which cases, when do you chayev to save, when do you not chayev to save? What arayos are you, what arayos are you not? What things, you know, when does Rodef apply? So it's going to, the first thing is you get to the brisa. It's a very relatively big brisa, and then it's going to say what about zachar, like by homosexual, by zachar, it's chayiv, and it says and then by naram rasa. And it's teaching, why do you need to teach me by both? It's like you have to teach me both of them. It's a separate lima. One to teach me by zachar, one to teach me by naram rasa. Because if I only had zachar, I'd think because it's unnatural. If it's by naram rasa, because it's look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara with Rashi's. Okay, I just want to define the I guess for tomorrow, I guess we can take up what's the idea by Zachar and what's the idea by Naam Rasa. Okay, the two things. You'll see what you do tomorrow. It's not, I guess the next page we don't need yet. Okay? Yeah. The next page we don't need yet. Kepigam Meruba. Basically this Amud. Okay? And Rashi.